from KQED.
Just in case you thought the news cycle in 2017 was going to chill out heading into the holidays, consider this next sentence. The ACLU versus Taylor Swift. It is a real thing. And as KQED's Chloe Veltman tells us, it has to do with neo-Nazis, the First Amendment, and Swift's online reputation.
I don't like your little games.
In a blog post, Megan Herning theorized to her 200-some subscribers about parallels she saw between this Taylor Swift song and a documentary she watched featuring neo-Nazis marching through Charlottesville. Like your perfect crime. More prominent media outlets like Vice and the Huffington Post have speculated about the connection between the pop star and far-right politics. So when Herning received a letter a couple of weeks ago demanding that she take down her blog post or face legal action for defamation, the 30-year-old Sacramento resident was shocked.
I don't think enough people even read it for a Google alert to be triggered.
Herning went to law school and contacted the American Civil Liberties Union for help.
The powerful shouldn't be able to deploy these types of legal threats to silence opinions and press they don't like.
That's ACLU attorney Christine Sun. Earlier this week, Sun and her team hit back with a letter refuting the charges on freedom of speech grounds. The spat has since caused dozens of other commentators to share similar experiences with Swift on Twitter. USC journalism professor Joe Saltzman says she isn't the only powerful celebrity to sic lawyers on writers.
They want to say, look, we don't care if you have 200 subscribers or 2 million. You write something bad about my client, we're going after you.
But Herning thinks writers should learn to defend themselves.
I hope that other journalists who have been threatened legally educate themselves on their legal rights.
The ACLU's Christine Sun says Swift's attorney, who couldn't be reached for comment, has till November 13th to drop the charges. If that doesn't happen, the ACLU might file a federal lawsuit. I don't like your kingdom. Meanwhile, Swift's new album drops tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Chloe Veltman. Ask me for a place.